8 o'clock, Jim Davis and the Buckeye Boy, the Jim Davis Show on the Team Sports Network. 101.1 FM, 1340 for the Valley, Delta Montrose, Olathe, 102.1 FM online all the time at theteam1340.com. Interviews from the show, you can always find it at our website, Facebook, Twitter. Today, we're casting our final three roles for our film about the Broncos Super Bowl 50 season. I know a lot of people call it the no-fly zone. I get that was a secondary. We always went with the moniker Blue Steel.
Yeah.
And
I think
so
it fits the team better.
Exactly. Not a particular part
right.
of the defense. The entire defense.
It's more inclusive.
Exactly. And so today we're casting our final three roles. Tom Brady, Bill Belichick, and Philip Rivers. And so, a guy that very familiar with some of these players we're talking about because he played against them, in some cases with them, during his NFL career. And joining us this morning on the Chick-fil-A Breakfast Team phone line, former Grand Junction Tiger, CU Buff, Southern Utah standout, and played in the NFL with the Chargers. Marcus Harris joins us. Marcus, good to hear from you, my friend. How are you?
Good morning, Jim. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great, Marcus. Doing great. Okay, we got to ask you before we get into what you're up to these days and also about the golf tournament for Coach Landon McKee and the Grand Junction Tigers. We're doing this film, and it's a film on the Broncos Super Bowl 50 season. And so we're casting some of the, obviously a lot of the principal players for the Broncos, like Peyton Manning and Von Miller and a lot of those guys. But we're also, you have to cast the villains too. And so today we're casting Tom Brady, guy that I know that you got in your career, because that was a pretty cool moment when you got him. Tom Brady, Bill Belichick, and Philip Rivers, former fellow Charger. So we've got, what, Josh DeMille playing Brady, right?
Yeah.
That was in the Transformer films. Married to Fergie, Once Upon a Time.
Same
Black
size.
IPs. Same size. Both guys are 6'4". You know who I'm talking about, right? Josh DeMille, the actor?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Is that a good cast for Tom Brady?
Man, that's actually a great question, Jim. I've never thought of an actor for Tom or even Bell or even Philip. But I know, obviously, I played with Philip, and I know there's some guys that I think would be great characters for him personally. But I think you guys are onto something for sure.
Okay, because we're not letting...
Is he too athletic to play Brady?
Oh, ouch. Ouch.
Or maybe even Philip, too. You could say that about Philip as well.
That's very true. Yeah, Philip Rivers, not exactly the most athletic quarterback you're ever going to see. We got Marcus Harris, former Grand Junction Tiger, former NFL linebacker with us in the program today. So we haven't really figured out Belichick yet. That's the one we're having a hard time with. But so you like Josh DeMille as Brady. You had Sam Worthington?
That's who I have, yeah.
As Philip Rivers. He's not anywhere close to being the same size. He does bear a striking resemblance. The guy that was an avatar, he's been in a ton of films. So, and we can't let guys play themselves, Marcus. So otherwise, you know, Manning would probably, Peyton would play Peyton.
It takes all the fun out of it.
Yeah, it takes all the fun out of it. You have to cast guys. So if you were still in the league playing that season, who would we cast as Marcus Harris? Who would you want to play you in your story?
I joke about this a lot with my uncle, Brian Wyman, who I grew up with there in Grand Junction. We've had several conversations about who would play me and actually him as well. I've always come up with Denzel Washington, but he disagrees with me on that.
I could, you know, I'm looking, I kind of see it a little bit. I don't know. I mean, I see pictures of you on Facebook all the time, and I don't think Denzel, you've kept yourself in pretty much NFL ready shape, my friend. I don't know if Denzel can necessarily. He's a guy that's like around my age. You know, we're talking, you know, like late, you know, mid to late 50s. Denzel's going to have to get to the gym. I mean, you're really going to have to work with him, man, if he's going to play you.
Right. Well, it just depends on what story or what movie we're going to play, because there's a lot of them over the years.
What about Denzel's kid, John David?
Yeah,
he's doing great right now in Hollywood. I actually enjoy watching him a lot actually right now.
And John David, a guy that played college football, was
Morehouse, right?
Yeah, believe had a tryout with an NFL team, if I remember correctly. So I think there's there's some of that
UFA for the Rams.
Yeah, so he's got some football blood coursing through his veins. So maybe it's not Denzel. Maybe it's his son that plays the role. I know you're over in the Front Range. What are you up to these days?
You know what? So I'm over here in Denver still, raising the family. Obviously, they're keeping us busy. Things are, you know, fortunately back to normal. Kids are in school. We're back in sports, practice, games. That's really where I spend a lot of my time right now. My wife does real estate, so I get to see on a daily basis how crazy this market is, working with buyers and sellers. And we literally, over here on this side of the mountain, Jim, we have no inventory. People are overbidding 50 to 80,000. That's just the starting point. Again, 50 to 80,000 over ask. And, you know, a lot of times we're not even in the ballpark. People continue to move here in record numbers from California and New York. And, you know, it's great to be in the business, but it's also scary at the same time, just, you know, specific to supply and demand. So that keeps me busy and definitely excited. Obviously, with Coach Landon McGee taking over the program, you know, where myself and a lot of the Tigers and the former alum, we, you know, haven't been happy with the way the program's gone and actually just excited, like I said, for him to jump in there and take over there with the Grand Junction High School Tigers.
Marcus Harris, former Grand Junction Tiger, former CU Buff, Southern Utah standout, former NFL linebacker with us in the program today. And we'll talk more about the Grand Junction Tiger Football Golf Tournament coming up at Tierrado June 12th. I know that Marcus, like you said, it's been some lean year, season before last. Tigers made the playoffs for the first time in quite some time, and Landon comes in now as the new head coach after a long time working out with Joe Romano at Palisade, and I know he's excited about the opportunity to get things kind of turned around for this Tiger football program. I had the privilege of calling games that you played in when you played at Grand Junction. Andrew Walter, another guy that went to the NFL and had a tremendous college career as well, playing at Arizona State, had a chance to call the games when you guys played together. What are some of your fondest memories of being a Tiger football player and what that means? Because obviously you're concerned about the legacy. You're getting yourself very invested in Coach McKee and his staff coming in. Just kind of take us back to some of your favorite memories and what it still means to you to be a Grand Junction Tiger.
Yeah, absolutely, Jim. Great question. You know, for me, I had a lot of my family, my uncles, who were at Grand Junction High School before I was. And, you know, I was able to transfer over there, you know, after growing up in Fruta. And the whole reason for that is just because I knew what I wanted to do, you know, after high school, going into college. And, you know, for me, I wanted to get the most exposure to the scouts to obviously play at the highest level in college. And so, you know, for me to jump over to Grand Junction, that's exactly why I did that. And, you know, growing up and being there from Grand Junction and even growing up in Fruta, Grand Junction High School always dominated in the sporting arena, you know, and it wasn't just here and there or, you know, a few good years. It was as long as I can remember. And, you know, specific to the memories, it was just being a young kid in high school, you know, great, great friends and teammates. And, you know, I remember at times we hated going over the mountain and, you know, specifically in the winter months, but just being on those buses and just, you know, hanging out with the guys, you know, we had great, great trips. And those are definitely memories that I'll definitely carry with me forever. And now the fun thing is that I get to share those with my kids who are in high school and going into high school. And, you know, I just, again, back to the playing specifically, there was great teams, you know, between Fruta and Central and even Palisade at times. And, you know, I remember just the stands being filled with the students and the fans. And it was just a great time and a great time to grow up and, lots of memories for sure.
Former Grand Junction Tiger Marcus Harris joining us on the Jim Davis Show. You talked about how you and some fellow alums not happy with, you know, the program not being at the standards that you and some of the other generations of Tigers had set. Was there any point here, you know, in since you've been done playing football that you were like, you know what, I want to throw my hat, my name in the hat there, my hat in the ring?
You know, I've actually thought about that a lot, and you know, even in college, you know, that was kind of my goal after football. You know, thinking about life after football was getting into either broadcasting or, you know, coaching. And you know, unfortunately, I've never made it back over there after leaving, you know, to living there. And you know, I like to joke, and I tell everyone we go 100 miles an hour. You know, and if you're from Junction and you currently live there, you know the difference between Denver and Grand Junction, you know. And so right now, I still feel like I'm in my prime. I'm going 100 miles an hour. We're working. We got business. We obviously got the family and the kids. And maybe one day, if I decide to slow down and relax, I could see myself actually coming back and moving there. But right now, I definitely don't see it in the cards. But I am excited that Coach Landon is stepping up and, you know, even reaching out to me a month ago. You know, reached out. We had a great conversation. And I told Coach that was the first call that I've had from a coach, you know, specifically to Grand Junction High School, in probably 7 or 8 years at least, you know. And last time I was over there, we had a great golf tournament. We raised a ton of money for the program. And, you know, I think we've had a few head coaches since then, but it is exciting because Coach Landon is reaching out to all the former alum and obviously introducing himself, telling us specifically about his goals and what he plans to do. And, of course, he wants the alum behind him. And for me, that's exciting, right, because we all take pride in the program and Grand Junction. And if you can get the people behind you, I think that's one of the most important steps. And unfortunately, you know, the negative for me is that it's hard to get stuff done in Grand Junction, you know. And, you know, I know there's been votes and schools and different things that have been turned down. And I know my family and my uncles went to Grand Junction High School, and it's the same school that was there when they went, you know. And so I hope that, you know, the alum can get behind the program, support these kids, and really, you know, return to dominance. I talked to Coach, and that was one of my things that I came up with, is I would love to have that going into the off season and the summer, is RTD. And again, that's return to dominance. And that's really what we want and we expect as former alum. And we obviously don't expect Coach to do it himself. You know, it's a lot of work. But we know we can do that with the help and support of, you know, the local community and all the former alum that are all over the nation right now.
Former Grand Junction Tigers standout, former NFL linebacker Marcus Harris joining us, talking about the Tigers golf tournament for the football program coming up June 12th out of Tierrada. We'll get into that in just a moment. Have you, because of what's going on with Coach McKee reaching out to you, Marcus, and you having, obviously, being involved in the program once again, has it led to you talking to some of your old teammates and like an Andrew Walter and guys like that? Have you had a chance to reconnect with some of those guys because of this process, or hoping to reconnect with some of those guys? Maybe they're coming here for the golf tournament in June.
Yeah, great question. And so, yeah, that actually did happen, Jim. Talked to Coach Landon. You know, he filled me in and told me kind of the game plan and what his vision was. And for me, you know, I've always been one of those guys, like, let's go, like, let's get rolling. And so, yeah, I've actually talked to Andrew Walters. He's living in San Fran. I've talked to guys like Justin Waltershy, J.R. Perulis, J.R. Colomini, Cliff Martin, and there's probably about 8 to 10 other guys that, you know, we all played together. And they were actually excited when I reached out and let them know what was going on. And every single one of them said, listen, let me know what I can do. I'll definitely be there. And we're actually going to treat this like a homecoming parade. we actually missed our 20-year reunion, which was last year, for obvious reasons. And so I think we're going to make it like a big reunion with all of us just coming together and, you know, taking time to spend with each other, because we're not getting any younger. But it's a great reason to come together and almost, like I said, make it a 20-year reunion.
tell me about, you know, not getting younger. I mean, man, like I called your games, and And geez, I mean, and I still feel like you're a 17-18-year-old guy, Marcus. I still they got Marcus Harris, Andrew Walter around doing their thing at Grand Junction. Those guys are still young pups. And we're all a little bit older dogs than we used to be. Marcus Harris joining us today, former Grand Junction Tiger, great, and former NFL linebacker for the Chargers and the 49ers. With the tournament coming up June 12th, we do want to talk about this. I have some other questions I want to ask you, but June 12th at Tiarato, it's going to be a scramble, and I know that you're saying that people can call you, and we got some other numbers. They can reach out 254-6900 to reach you, right, about playing in the tournament?
Yeah, so that's actually going to be Coach Landon McGee's office number.
Okay.
We spoke this morning, and he said people could reach out directly to him. Like you said, Jim, June 12th, 1:30 at Tiarato Golf Course. We're going to raise a lot of money for the program. One thing I'll throw in there, unfortunately, not to get into too many specifics, but, the previous coaching staff left very, very little money for the program, and for any coach and at any school, when you don't have money and funds to be able to go out and put into the program, it's not good for anyone, So that's the whole purpose of this golf tournament, is have guys like myself and Andrew and Justin and J.R. Perulis and all these guys come back together to reconnect, but also come out for a great cause. And all that money's going directly to the program. And, of course, that's one of the things and the reasons that we're doing it June 12th, 1:30 at Tiarato Golf Course.
And this is kind of a call out to all the former Grand Junction Tiger alum, football alum certainly, but others as well. But former Tiger football players that I know that are still here in the Valley. You'd love to see those guys show up from the past generations, right, and play in this tournament. That'd be a cool, not just a reunion for you and your guys for your 20th reunion that got canceled last year, but kind of an overall Grand Junction High football reunion. That you'd love to see that happen for this golf tournament.
Absolutely, Jim. And, of course, I'm name-dropping my guys in my class, but I know guys, and if anyone knows these guys, and maybe they're listening, but guys like Brian Wyman, Mark Miller, Chris Burns, Jim Billings, these guys heard that we're coming back, and, I got to be honest, these guys are getting really, really old.
Wow! Ouch!
But you know, they want to make a side bet, They think they can hang with the young guys, and fortunately, I'm still in my 30s.
Yeah,
I can say that for another year, but we're planning on taking on these guys at the event on June 12th, and I don't think they have a chance. Like I said, they're getting super old, but we're willing to take them on and winner take all for sure.
And I know all those guys you just mentioned, and so I know they're a pretty competitive bunch. And so this is going to be, and you and, JR and all those guys are a competitive group of guys too. This is going to be a lot of fun. Coming up on June 12th at Tiarato, 1:30, $100 per player, 500 team and hole sponsor. And I know that the Landon's looking for hole sponsors and other sponsorship opportunities for the golf tournament. And once again, if you want to get signed up to play in it, and or if you're a business owner that would like to get involved in this, 254-6900, 254-6900, and we'll talk more about the tournament again. We'll get together again and talk more about it. But it is June 12th at 1:30, the Grand Junction Tigers Football Tiger Classic, and it's a four-man scramble, $100 per person. Once again, 254-6900 if you want to call in, and all kinds of great prizing involved in this as well. The chance to win some really cool stuff. So make sure you get call in if you're a business, want to sponsor and or plan it. 254-6900, and especially all those former Grand Junction Tiger football players want to get you out and support Coach McKee and the new coaching staff, Jared Frazier, all those guys that are over there now at Grand Junction High School. Got Marcus Harris with us, former Tiger standout. And I referenced it just a little bit because we talked about casting Brady for our movie. One of your highlight moments was sacking Tom Brady and doing the backflip. I'll never forget that. That was so cool when you did that.
Yeah, and honestly, looking back and being able to watch these guys, still go out, specifically Brady, go out and compete at a high level, it's amazing, arguably so. He might be one of the best quarterbacks in history right there along with Peyton Manning, and me being able to even sack Peyton Manning and his brother Eli and you know, those are definitely fond memories that I have of playing the game, you know, and not just, you know, getting to them or getting a sack specifically, but like you said, Jim, being able to go out on Monday Night Football, do a backflip, and, you know, to be able to share those memories and pictures with my kids today, it's truly amazing, and it's one of the things that I'll definitely carry with me but also miss at the same time.
Marcus Harris with us on the Jim Davis Show today on the Team Sports Network. Just to kind of a general thought about, you know, being a former player and where the league is right now, the things you like about the league, the changes since you've decided to retire, things you like, things maybe you don't like about the league right now.
Yeah, so definitely some positives, and I have these conversations all the time. I still got former teammates that are coaching in the NFL, and it's the positive, you know, for the players, and of course, you know, they always say the previous players have to pave the way, you know, but the positive is that there's so many changes specifically to the health and safety of the players. They're trying to shorten these off seasons and these workouts and, you know, things like hitting and tackling on a daily or regular basis. Obviously at that level, you don't have to do those things like you might in obviously high school or even college. But for me, you know, one of the last years I was able to play in San Fran for a year. And that was Mike Singletary's first year of coaching. And, you know, physically, I couldn't play anymore after that. I had one back surgery, tried to get two more years, only got one more year, which was my final year in San Fran. But you know, mentally, I could have easily played another 3 years. But I tell everyone today, I love Coach Singletary, great speaker, great leader. But he physically took off about 2 to 3 years of everyone's career that year. Because we literally went full pads every day. We are hitting. We are tackling. We actually had the most injuries in the NFL that year. And so when you're looking at it that from that perspective, you know, for me it's like, hey, take care of your players. Take care of your guys. We all know that the NFL has the shortest career span, you know, right there hovering around 3 years, and then you're done, right? But what if we're able to prolong that, you know, to 5, 6, 7 years, just by taking care of the players. And so I'm definitely happy with what the NFL is doing right now, what the union's doing for the players. And, you know, we joke around all the time, man, I would love to be playing right now because I could easily squeak out another, you know, 4 years just because the teams and the organizations are taking care of the players. Obviously, that's all the positive. You know, for me, it's kind of a crazy time in history and across the nation. And,
sure.
You know, I don't want to get into a political conversation this morning, Jim, but, you know, in the sporting world, I do believe it's great that the players are willing to just take a stance and stand up for whatever they believe in. Whether you like that or not, or it's right or wrong, it is a great platform for these players to do that, you know. But at the same time, as a former player and now even as a fan, you know, I know a lot of us just want to watch, you know, a great sporting game. You know, I don't care if that's football, baseball, basketball. And, you know, at times it's like, okay, do we need to get into the political conversation every single time that I watch a sporting event? You know, and so, you know, of course, there's a fine line. You know, the players have a voice and they should be able to speak up for whatever they believe in. But at the same time, you know, it's a sport and it's a game and people love it, you know. So it's hard. It's one of those things where it's hard to get into what's right and wrong and who should do what and who should say and what not to say, you know. But I think we're all ready just to get back to as much as normal as possible. And, you know, there's a lot of things going on in the world right now that I would love to see the change, and
absolutely,
you know, hopefully that's where we're headed as a nation. You know, not to get off topic, but you know, if we could all just figure out a way just to come together, you know, and have a foundation of love. That doesn't mean we have to agree on everything and unite. You might not like what I say or what I believe in, and I, you know, vice versa. But that doesn't mean we have to hate each other and kill each other. And you know, there's a lot of things that I believe that we could, you know, change just by coming together. And eventually, I really hope that we can get back there, you know.
Just got to listen to each other. I mean, that's the thing. We have to listen to each other's experiences, our journeys, and have an open mind to it. And you're absolutely right. Spot on in everything you just said. I appreciate the candor about that. Marcus, always a pleasure. Best to you and your family. And we're going to get you back on again soon. This is not going to be the last time we talk for a while. So we'll be getting back together. So I know you're a busy guy, but we're gonna make it happen again before June 12th. It's been a real pleasure getting the chance to talk once again. It's been far too long, my friend.
Yes, no, I know I say this every time, but I really appreciate it. I love what you guys are doing. You guys have, you know, withstood the test of time, and again, what you guys are what you do is amazing, and I love just to be on here and spend some time with you. And I know, you know, obviously everyone listening, I really hope everyone's doing well and staying healthy. And again, we would love just to see you. You know, come out, even if you're not a Tiger. You know, come out, come play some golf. Come meet the guys, catch up, and you know, it would be a great time to just to get together and support the team, and not just the team, but the Valley as well. So again, thank you guys so much, and I love being on here with you.
Hey, Marcus, always a pleasure, man. Take care. We'll talk to you soon. Thanks.
Absolutely. You as well. Thank you, guys.
All right, Marcus Harris, former Grand Junction Tiger great. Former NFLer. Great stuff. And Mike Singletary.
Yeah.
Got like 3 years off his career. And this is a guy that's
not the first time you've heard that.
No, it's not.
Maybe from Marcus, but definitely not from that time frame and that squad.
Yeah, I applaud Marcus, man, the enthusiasm for getting involved with Grand Junction, his alma mater, once again. And look, if you listen to this program, you know, I didn't go to Junction. I went to the other end of the
really?
Valley.
Interesting.
Went to the other end of the Valley school.
No idea.
And, but we need a new Grand Junction High School. We just do. And I understand people, I'm not, you know, and nobody's asked me to do this. This is comments of my own decision.
Right.
I understand people's concern about it. You know, the cost overruns, things like that, being too opulent, being too much.
Yeah. And I get that. Spending.
And those are reasonable things to expect. And I think the group that's involved with this, I know President Foster over at CMU, Tiger alum, has been involved in the committee and coming up with ideas on what the next Grand Junction High School should look like, and trying to find ways to save money by, if they can keep the gym. To me, the gym is such a cool historic thing about that school.
Mm-hmm.
I loved playing at Grand Junction High School on that floor. It was just such a cool experience. And I hope they can find a way where it doesn't cost them in terms of other grant monies and things like that. Cause I know that was a concern about if they keep the gym, that they could end up losing some other money in terms of funding for a new Grand Junction High School. But it's long overdue. It is. I mean, I live here in the Valley. I didn't go there, but I have a lot of friends that played there, mm-hmm. went to school there, family that's gone there.
I mean, it's two blocks away from us right now.
Yeah, it's right down the street from us.
See it every day.
Yeah, and it's just time. It's time. Fertile Monument's had renovations and additions.
Central
Palisade. And
hell, even R5 got a new high school.
R5 got a brand new high school. That it's a school that was built what, late 40s, early 50s, I believe.
It's been that recently.
Yeah, it's been there a long time, and it's the time's come for a new school. That's all I'm gonna say about that. I think it just needs to happen, and hopefully we'll find a way, as you know, residents of the Valley and everybody that's involved in that process, for it to be done cost effectively, and a new school to happen.
Mm-hmm. Keep the gym, keep the little press box up there at the top.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And I was going to, I thought I wouldn't say this to Marcus,
mm-hmm.
that senior year we did beat Grand Junction on the gridiron. Third time ever that Fruita beat Grand Junction in football. Just saying. That's the only thing I could hang my hat on, is that, yeah, we got that one against Grand Junction.
Your senior year.
Right? Which was way before Marcus ever came anywhere close to...
A little bit.
Yeah, just a little bit. Way before. If we would have played that team, I don't know how things would have gone.
Not well, probably.
And we weren't bad, though. We had good players. But it would have been...
Two NFLers,
though. But two NFLers, I don't know. Would have been tough. I have to agree.
pretty good.
I don't want to diminish the talents of my teammates. But yeah, would have been pretty tough.
Facing two tough hill to climb.
Two future Division I guys, two NFL guys, but also two Division I guys as well. All right, but June 12th, and if you'd like to get involved with maybe sponsoring a hole or playing in the tournament, I know Coach McKee would love to have people get involved with this. 254-6900, 254-6900. All right, enjoy that a lot. We'll have that up on our Twitter, Facebook, and our website probably, certainly not long after 10:30 this morning. All right, we will take a break, and we'll come back. But first, though, we have to play the Pile's favorite game. We went a little long, but that's okay. Because you're not ready.
Can
ready.
Can we take a break first?
You're not ready, please. Are you?
I was so immersed in the interview, I completely forgot to get the who is it ready.
Okay.
I will have it on the other side of the break,
though. We'll take a break, and we'll come back and do that next. Right here on the Jim Davis Show on the Team Sports Network.
First of all, it's hilarious.
Warped, twisted individuals. Yes.
Yeah! The Jim Davis Show on Colorado's sports leader, The Team.
All right, welcome back. Jim Davis and the Buckeye Boy. And with us right now in the studio, we got Tori from Fruita Parks and Rec. Tori, appreciate the time. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you doing today?
Doing fine. What's going on with Fruita Parks and Rec?
Well, we're letting everybody know that the month of May is Bike to Work Month.
Good thing to do. Yeah. Exercise, save gas, all those kind of things. Mother Earth, it's Earth Day today.
Nice. Yeah, yeah. I didn't even realize. Yeah, so in Fruita on May 5th, Mike Bennett and Joel Kincaid will lead a ride for Fruita residents or anyone of the valley to come around and have a nice bike ride at 7 a.m. at the Civic Center.
Very good. So we got Bike to Work, and they're going to be doing that. What else is coming up for Fruita Parks and Rec?
We also have a scavenger hunt that's happening May 14th through the 16th. So I have 33 local businesses and areas well known for Fruita residents and valley residents to participate in and get out there and get back at it.
Yeah, Tori from Fruita Parks and Rec with us. Anything coming up for the kids?
Oh, tons of things. You got to check it out. At fruita.org, we've got everything listed, updated, prices, all that good stuff.
Anything else you want to mention?
Have fun and get that bike out there.
All right, and all the information, once again, they can find it at?
Fruita.org.
All right, very good. Tori, I appreciate the time. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, Tori from Fruita Parks and Rec today. Are you ready to do it?
I am ready to go.
Okay, very good.
All right.
Oh, no, hold on.
Okay.
There we go. Now you can do it.
Now I can do it. All right. I was a Marcus Harris sack victim in the NFL. I was a victim that does not have a Super Bowl ring, but I was taken first overall in the NFL draft. Who is it?
All right. First correct answer. If you won the last 2 weeks, you have to sit it out. First correct answer, 970-242-1340. This is for Junction Square Antipasto Salad today, correct?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Junction Square Pizza, 7th and Main. They've been doing their Detroit deep dish style since 1977. So text in right now. You want to do it one more time?
I was a Marcus Harris sack victim in the NFL. I do not have a Super Bowl ring, but I was taken first overall in the NFL draft.
All right, so send that our way today, 970-242-1340, 970-242-1340, and you get that small antipasto salad from Junction Square Pizza. All right, four down territory coming up in a couple of minutes. Want to get to a couple of things NFL-related this morning. Owners approving a series of new rules for the upcoming season, including one that's going to expand the ability of replay officials, because it's not necessarily making them a sky judge. Doesn't give them quite that kind of autonomy. But what it does with the replay official, at least it expands what they can do. Owners rejected. There was a proposal for a full-time sky judge. Baltimore Ravens also would have created a suggestion from them that would have created a booth umpire. Instead, the owners decided just to give existing replay officials more authority to consult with referees on certain specific objective aspects of a play when clear and obvious video evidence is present. Now, replay officials will not be able to throw flags or reverse calls on their own, but they can now offer referees advice based on what they've seen on broadcast replays in areas of possession, completed or intercepted passes, the location of the ball relatively to the boundary or in line, and whether a player is down by contact. Before, replay officials, they're limited to participating in plays that were under review. Coaches will not have to throw a challenge flag to prompt that advice, which some replay officials have been giving referees informally for years. I guess it's a step in the right direction, right? It's not what they need to go to a full-time sky judge. That needs to be, and with transparency.
Absolutely.
Like the XFL did. The NFL can do two things, in my opinion, that would make the product better. That and going to 1 foot in bounds. That would clean up some things, I really think, in terms of things that have been a problem for officiating in the league previously.
Yeah, I'm not so much with the 1 foot. I'm not that. I mean, I won't mind it.
It's one foot for college. It's 1 foot for high school. Why not 1 foot for the NFL?
Their problem with catch or not a catch is not the feet. But that
would be something to provide uniformity.
Yeah.
And would provide, I think, a certain level of consistency. As I was addressing,
mm-hmm.
I just think I don't know why 2 feet in bounds. You're right. A lot of catch, no catch stuff isn't necessarily how many feet they get in.
Right.
I just think that's a step in the right direction to have some consistency in officiating.
Yeah, and I can agree with that. I'm not gonna march on
the other's
Madison
the most important
Avenue.
Thing. Sky Judge is the most important thing.
Right. I'm not gonna march on Madison Avenue with pitchforks and torches.
I know, if they change that,
right? But
they're not going to.
It's the Sky Judge with a couple of things. One, the transparency. Camera in the booth, have the guys mic'd up so we can play it back on the broadcast, and the ability to tell the guy on the field, hey, we got a penalty here. Or we have this, or we have that, or you guys need to come take a look at this because he may have been down before he fumbled, or he may have gotten the ball across the goal line before he fumbled or before his knee was down. That ability, I think, paired with the transparency will make the replays in that situation so much better.
You're right. Like I said, 1 foot opposed to 2 feet, it's not going to solve everything, but I just think it's...
Because I don't mind the NFL being harder than college or high school, right? It's supposed to be. So I don't really mind that. But I'm like I said, if they change it, that's not the hill I'm going to die on.
I just...
Because I don't really care that much.
Yeah, I've always thought it would something that provide... It's a rule that to me needs to be consistent. I don't think that degree of... Look, the league's already tough enough, right?
Yeah.
I mean, if that's your whole thing, well, it's the NFL, it's got to be tougher, it's got to be 2 feet, I'm not necessarily in agreement.
I'm not saying it has to be tougher, but I don't mind that it is.
We're fighting about something here that isn't that big of a deal.
No, I know.
The Sky Judge thing is the thing that needs to happen.
Right.
This is a step in the right direction. It's not enough, but at least
100%.
It's progress. And then there's also a one-year experiment in an attempt to make it easier to recover onside kicks this year. And it'll just be this year only, see how it works. The recovering team on kickoffs will be limited to 9 players within 25 yards of the ball. Last season, NFL teams recovered only 3 of 67 onside kicks, the lowest total in recovery rate since at least 2001.
Let's put 5 guys on each side of the ball. Well, now they can't recover onside kicks. No, it'll be fine. Well, now they can't recover onside kicks, so they're changing the reason. Why don't you just let them go back to however it was? It was fine.
It's ridiculous.
They
also eliminated overtime in preseason games. Absolutely.
Thank God.
You don't have
to have a winner in August.
No, we're okay. If you play to a tie, that's fine.
You know who's the winner? The training staff, if they're bored.
Exactly. They also, a couple things, they tabled a proposal from the Bills that would push back interviews for general manager and head coaching positions until after the championship round of the playoffs. And would have prevented hires until after the Super Bowl. They're going to look at it more, but at least for right now, because that has been a bone of contention for quite some time.
Mm-hmm.
Teams trying to get ready for the playoffs, but guys that are coordinators or want to interview for head coaching jobs, or whatever the case may be, can't do that.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah, I'm fine with that too. But they've tabled that idea of waiting until after at least the championship round and the Super Bowl for some of these hires. They also did not act on a spot-or-choose proposal from the Ravens for the winner of the overtime coin toss. In that scenario, the team would have the option to choose either which team would have the first possession of overtime and where the ball would be spotted.
That sounds like just a recipe for disaster.
Then why don't you just go with the college rule then?
There's already way too many stipulations for the NFL overtime.
If you're going to do that, then just say, look, you're each going to get four possessions, you know, four downs.
You get four downs.
Not four possessions, four downs. It used to be the college rule. You get your four downs.
Yeah.
You kick a field goal. Other team gets four downs. They score a touchdown. You lose. That's how that works.
For like the 35 or something.
Exactly.
I always feel like 25 is a little close.
Yeah, that'd be good. 35 would be fine. And then do that. Because if you're going to suggest this, then why not just do that?
Right.
But anyway, that's not going to happen either. They also approved a change in numbers for jerseys that expands what numbers you can wear for which positions. We've discussed that before.
Yeah, this one's very stupid easy to pass. I'm all for it.
Why not? Why not? All right, 843. Text or call us, 970-242-1340. Still looking to cast our last three roles for what we think is going to be a summer blockbuster.
This summer.
Omaha!
Coming to a theater near you.
The look I'm best known for is Blue Steel.
Should we find some kind of cameo for Ben Stiller in it?
No.
Come on.
No, I don't want Ben Stiller in my movie.
Come on.
No.
We're still trying to cast Philip Rivers, Bill Belichick, and Tom Brady. I think we're pretty good on Brady and Belichick, or Brady and Rivers.
Yeah.
Belichick's the one I'm not sure.
I like people who keep sending in Emperor Palpatine. That's hilarious. It's great.
We're looking for a real guy, though, okay?
Well, who played Emperor Palpatine?
Yeah, but he's also someone who was wearing makeup, too. Let's be honest about that.
You can wear makeup.
Maybe it'll end up
or
being
not as much.
Maybe it'll end up being Emperor Palpatine that gets the role. Maybe just, or that guy, whoever played him. I mean, I'm sure who played Emperor Palpatine.
I can't remember who played Emperor Palpatine. I'm looking it up right now.
I'm sure Cake would probably know.
He probably would. He was portrayed by Ian McDiarmid. McDiarmid?
Okay.
McDiarmid? Some Scottish dude named Ian. He doesn't look anything like Bill Belichick at all. It's a hood and some makeup. That's pretty much what it would take.
But if we're trying to be somewhat serious about the rest of these,
yeah, he's not. Yeah. He's not going to be in our movie as much as I would love it.
As Emperor Palpatine,
yeah,
but he'd have to dress up like that character.
Absolutely,
to play Belichick.
We do have a winner for Who Is It, however.
All right.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, the winner of the contest.
It's another winner on the Team Sports Network.
And who might that be?
Dalton correctly identified the Marcus Harris sack victim that does not have a Super Bowl ring but was taken first over on the NFL draft, Jamarcus Russell.
All right, very good.
That was
good.
Hard, too, because he's bigger than Marcus.
He was a big dude.
He was, yeah.
Big bust, too.
The massive Russell is what
giant
he was called,
bust. All right, 846.
Giant because he was fat or giant because he was a bust?
Both.
That's
yes. That's a yes. He of the Purple Drank fame, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Okay, 846. We'll take a break. Four down territory coming up next on the Jim Davis Show.
I'm the morning guy. I have a Facebook group, 16 members. Some call it a fan page. I don't know.
Oh, hell yeah.
The Jim Davis Show on Colorado's sports leader, The Team.
Welcome back, 849. Jim along with the Buckeye Boy from the Bozarth Miller Chevrolet Buick Studios, casting Tom Brady, Bill Belichick, Philip Rivers for Blue Steel, the movie. Those are our final ones we're casting today. If you've got suggestions, send it to us, 970-242-1340. All right, 850, and it's time to get into...
We're into four down territory on the Jim Davis Show on the Team.
All right, started out with your guy, Justin Fields.
Yeah.
Justin Fields revealing that he's been managing epilepsy. Now, according to NFL Network's Ian Rappaport and Tom Pelissero, Fields has confirmed to teams during the pre-draft process he's been diagnosed with a neurological disorder, which can lead to seizures when triggered. However, it's had no impact so far on his career, and he actually feels like, according to what I read, that Fields just takes his medication, hasn't had really an issue with it for quite some time, and doesn't feel like, and his doctor doesn't feel like, this will be a problem. and that that he'll outgrow it as his other family members have, that he'll be able to be seizure free in the future. Should this even scare anybody off on Justin Fields?
No, it shouldn't. I mean, you know, one, you got the family history of people that have been able to outgrow it. Advances in medicine in the last 20, 30 years have been able to, you know, almost keep it dormant for the most part. And it's not like he was at Jacksonville State. Ohio State's trainers, medical staff.
Right. Top-notch is people.
As good as you're going to get in the NFL, probably. Same with like an Alabama or an LSU or USC. You know, there's medical schools on campus for these colleges, right?
Are you surprised this didn't come out sooner? That we didn't hear about this during his college career?
A little bit, but if he's managing it and, say, you know, his QB coach, Ryan Day, and family, that's it. You know, and with HIPAA, doctors aren't allowed
exactly.
To say anything.
Yeah, your medical staff you know, can't reveal that.
A little surprised, but not a ton.
Yeah, because usually stuff like this leaks out somehow. Yeah, I think it's absolutely nothing to be concerned about.
Agreed.
It was like symptoms are very much under control, doesn't have an issue with it. All right, second down. Yesterday, Eagles' new head coach, Nick Sirianni, actually it was today, excuse me, declined to name Jalen Hurts as his starting quarterback in Philadelphia.
Well, he's got to do the rock, paper, scissors thing, right?
He says it's going to be an open competition. So my question is this. They traded down, right, in the draft?
Yeah. And they went back into the top 10. Just stay where you were.
What were you doing? Once again, Howie Roseman, the people there are idiots.
It's a three blind mice there.
It's ridiculous. All of a sudden, okay, it looks like you get rid of Carson Wentz, mm-hmm. trade him. Looks like Jalen Hurts is the guy, right?
Yep.
No. You trade
it's
down
an open
in the
competition. With who?
You trade down in the draft. And you're like, well, wait, now that's going to be an open competition.
Isn't that what got Doug Peterson fired, is they were competing with Nate Sudfeld?
What, Joe Flacco? Because Flacco's there now.
Oh, is he?
Well, Joe Flacco's going to contend for the job?
He's getting ever closer to back to Delaware.
I'm just saying, if you're an Eagles fan, you just got to be ready to rip your hair out of your head if you have any in your head.
We're going to trade out of the top. Well, we want back and we want a quarterback. You had both of those things.
We're getting rid of Carson
three
Wentz.
3 months ago.
We lost confidence in Carson Wentz.
Yeah.
We believe in Jalen Hurts. We're going to trade down. Oh, no, it's not his job. It's going to be an open competition.
There are third graders that could run the Eagles better. Colin Cowherd compared Mac Jones to Kirk Cousins. And some people are taking great offense to such a lowly comparison. But is it, though? From Cousins at Michigan State to his numbers now, both stats and checking account balance, is that a disrespectful comparison for Mac Jones?
I don't think so.
28,000 yards for Kirk Cousins, a $91 million guaranteed contract?
I think he's done okay, right?
He's done pretty well for himself.
I think Kirk Cousins has been okay. I don't think that's a... What? He's supposed to be getting compared to Brady?
Yeah.
Everybody
can be Tom Brady.
Because everybody keeps talking about the football IQ of Mac Jones. And it probably is off the charts. But I think there's still concern about, and I think there are legitimate concerns about all that talent around him and how good they mm-hmm. might have made him and probably did make him.
Yeah.
I don't think a Kirk Cousins comparison for Mac Jones is a terrible thing at all.
No, and we're not like big Kirk Cousins honks or anything.
No.
But 67% completion percentage. His career rating is 97. He's got 100 more touchdowns and interceptions. His career record is 500. 51, 51, and 2. But other than that,
you're not comparing him to Brady Quinn.
No. Or Charlie Fry or any other
exactly.
Browns quarterback you want to run out there.
Or whoever.
Named Bernie or Baker.
Yeah, come on. We both agree. Kirk Cousins is not the end-all be-all, but he's also by far not the worst guy.
Right.
Worst quarterback in the league.
So as we hurry up with fourth down, Bo Bichette's homer Tuesday at Fenway Park left the ballpark, landed in front of the gym where Dante met his mom.
How cool
that's
is
cool.
that?
And now he's got the home run ball.
That is a cool story. And that's 4 Down Territory. We'll take a break. We'll come back with Hour 3 right here on the team.